Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dylan Gabriel made his NFL debut as a starting quarterback for the NFL. I ask you this question. Dylan Gabriel play better than Joe Flacco?
The bar is the floor.
I'm just asking the question.
What did he finish with? I can't remember.
19 of 33, 190 yards, two tuds. Sacked twice.
I will say.
It's QBR of 38.9.
Yeah, so.
That's a rough QBR.
Where I thought Dylan kind of fell short was the accuracy stuff, which is where he has thrived, which definitely made me raise a little bit of an eyebrow.
That is the most interesting part.
Wentz was dealing for a while, and then he got dinged up, came out of the game, and it was kind of touch and go there for a little bit. And the offense never really got going, but also that Browns defense is really good. So it was kind of hard to judge Gabriel from a sense of like the flow of the game. It's London, Minnesota's kind of in this weird spot.
The Browns were kind of in control of this game for a lot of it.
Yeah, I mean, what was it? They were up like, what, 17-7? I think they're up 17-7 at one point.
10-7 at half, yeah. 17-7, and then it went 17-14.
And again, that Browns defense is very good.
Very, very good.
Very good.
They sacked Wentz three times. 16 hurries.
And Minnesota, I mean, they ran the ball okay. But it wasn't, you know, anything overpowering. Justin Jefferson, still really good. Getting Jordan Addison back has been extremely helpful for the Vikings.
Huge. Yeah.
Turns out having a second guy that just did route you up left, right, and center is super useful.
Also, Addison, don't be an idiot. How about that? Don't be an idiot, and your team might be in a better spot right now.
Don't. What was it? His is a Dewey, right?
I think it's performance enhancing. No, because that's eight games.
No, I think Addison was a Dewey.
I think that's eight games. That's my bad. Yeah, dude, don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb. Period, point blank. But I thought Dylan was fine for a first start on the road in London, all of the different things. I thought Dylan was entirely fine.
Yeah.
Again, I was a little disappointed with some of the accuracy stuff. But speed of the game, first start, like you give him a little bit of a pass there. But again, if you're asking, was he better than Flacco? The bar is the floor, but probably. Probably.
Yeah, I think, and that's all you're asking for when it comes to backup quarterbacks, especially kids. When you're putting rookies in and you're taking out vets, you know, whether the bar's the floor or Flacco's elite or Flacco's not anymore, I think the question is are you giving us a chance? Are you developing? Are you an absolute dumpster fire? Mm-hmm. And the answer is, he gave them a chance.
Yeah.
They were, I mean, the defense was what put
them
in that
game. You force two fumbles and you get the ball back and, you know. Those kind of things are super helpful, but
guess what Dylan Gabriel didn't do? He didn't throw a pick at the end of the game.
Nope.
You know, I think he just lost.
I think you can trust Dylan Gabriel. When I look at Gabriel, for me, the floor for him is competent backup.
Mm-hmm. I don't expect him to be a starter in this league at all.
No, but a lot of that has to do with his size. That's just the reality. But you have to be so special to be great at his size.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he has that.
Ask Bryce Young. Ask Kyler Murray.
Yeah, if Kyler's 6'2" and the exact same talent, he's a special quarterback.
For sure. But he's not.
But he has those limitations. Russ being smaller, what did he have? He had the deep ball, the play action deep ball. Like he can throw that ball at his peak about as good as anybody. You just like it was like, well, you know, what about like Doug Flutie? Like, yeah, you're pulling at the exceptions, not the rules. If you're under 6 foot tall and you're under 200 pounds, which I think, what is Gabriel listed at?
Because no way he's under 200 pounds.
He had 5'11", 205.
Yeah, there's no way he was under 200 pounds.
Buddy, have you seen the picture of him next to Bo Nix and Justin Herbert at camp this year?
Well, that's not fair. Those guys are huge.
I mean, Bo's not enormous.
But Justin's a big guy.
Yeah, but it looks like a make-a-wish.
That's not very nice, Daniel.
It's not, but he's not built like if he's 5'11" in cleats, like he's just not a big dude. So he has a lot of stuff to overcome. But it was like, well, Shador this. I'm like, look, man, I trust Dylan Gabriel to get rid of the ball and make smart decisions.
I do too, and use his legs.
And that's why he's starting over Shador. It's pretty clear.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think I might be starting over Shador at this point.
Wow. I don't think we're going to go that far.
Some of your thoughts. Rookie QB first start in a different country for the Browns. Got through two TDs and no turnovers. Sounds like a great start to me. Don't forget that Minnesota defense has made 10-year vets look stupid. I think DG was just fine. I think that's where it is. You know, like living in a world, when you live in a world in the NFL of the Cleveland Browns, which they live in a very special world of their own, as the guy's T-shirt doesn't fit Browns quarterbacks anymore, I think this is the best thing you can ask for. And you trot him out next week, and you just hope that he continues. You're at the Steelers. It's a division game. You know, you're on the road again. You might have been the home team, quote-unquote, but you're in a different country, so you're on the road again. And this is what I said last week. Like, this kind of shapes up for a really good moment to see what you got from Dylan Gabriel. Do I think he's going to be a superstar in the NFL? No. I don't know if he'll even be Bo Nix's level, just to use a comparison from another Duck quarterback, because I think Bo's going to be a really solid starter in the NFL for many years. You're at the Steelers. You get the Dolphins at home.
Yeah, their schedule coming up, Steelers, Dolphins,
Patriots. On the road looks a little weird after last night, for sure. But then you get the Jets and then the Ravens and the Raiders and... You're going to have a lot of opportunities to go out and ball.
You're playing teams that are one-dimensional.
You are.
You're playing a lot. I mean, the Ravens have the worst defense in football, and we have got
to find the Patriots might be the most balanced team on that whole list.
Yes, I would agree. We have got to talk about the Ravens at some point this week, because
I got on the slate for tomorrow.
I don't care how many guys are out. You gave up 44 to the Texans.
Yep.
Brother. But yeah, as it pertains to the Browns, this is your find-out period. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a relatively soft schedule, and if Gabriel can go out there and show a level of competency, not turn the ball over, improve the accuracy a little bit, the game slows down for him. That defense is very good, and they can win games. Now, are they a playoff team? No, but
no.
To make a comparison here, I thought when the Raiders got Geno Smith, they have a competent quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Geno Smith has been a train fire.
Yeah, I've got that on
the
sheet.
It is
tire
fire and train wreck together.
I want to ask the question about him and Chip Kelly. I think we'll get to that on Wednesday.
Holy. But Gabriel's very far removed from that.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, some of it is the local angle. You know, I don't know many people that are having this conversation about Dylan Gabriel today around
outside
the country.
Cleveland.
Outside of Cleveland. Yeah. And we do because there's a little bit of local angle. But because of that local angle, you might get me to watch a little more Browns football.
I like watching young quarterbacks who have a little something. Like, I don't want to watch Spencer Rattler. I don't care.
I would watch Tyler Shuck just to see.
Yes.
I would.
But Bryce Young, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm out on that, yeah.
Like,
I've seen enough of
Jackson
that.
Dart?
I'm
sign
eyeballs,
me up, baby.
Eyeballs.
I want to see what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel's not to, like, I want to see what you got, but I'm like, I'm interested.
Yeah, Eagles-Giants doesn't look great on paper for Thursday Night Football. But I'm going to watch because I want to see Dart.
Let's see what Dart looks like. Dart made some mistakes in the game last week, but he also showed some stuff where you went, they might have something here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.